A lot of people stay in a relationship because of fear
Yeah.
that they'll not find love again anymore after this relationship, whether maybe you've been together for 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, whatever. I think you're more than that. So you have to really reflect. If your partner cheated, reflect. Is this really worth fighting for?
Right.
And before you really, like, it's good to forgive because you deserve forgiveness. Forgiveness is a gift for yourself. But before you take that partner back in your life and continue with your relationship, see with your own eyes if this person changed, and not just hold on to a promise. Because that person promised that he or she will not break your heart, and na break yung promise na yun.
Mm-hmm.
So hindi na pwedeng words lang. This person should earn your trust. You should rebuild. You guys should rebuild your trust together, and
yeah. I mean, once you do, once cheating happens, kasi in a relationship, there is really a huge, that's gonna cripple the relationship in one way or another. Mm-hmm. Maybe, you know, you've forgiven this person, you move forward, pero nababalikan siya. Yeah. It's an issue. So what you do want to happen is, if in case this happens, before you move forward in your relationship, take a little break, reassess, reevaluate. Take this time to understand what is happening, what's going on, why are we like this? Maybe LDR yan. I mean, and it's really tough for sure, right? But if you both, after you've decided talaga na, okay, I'm going to change, we're going to do this the right way, this is not going to happen again. And you know, of course, that needs to be proven.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to the I Do podcast. My name is J-Paul.
My name is Viv.
And guess what, babe? Before we announced that, I was thinking about Welcome to the J.P. Hernandez podcast, but you know, that's my other podcast.
Yeah.
But this is really like a podcast I'm so excited to do because I'm doing it with my beautiful wife. And like, she's my partner in everything. So I'm just so grateful that I get to do this with you guys.
Am I Robin or am I Batman? Bad girl.
Okay. That's a very weird It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense.
All right,
so guys and girls, that's wrong reference because like it's not good. You can be Catwoman. Yeah, so if it's like
Catwoman and sige. I like that.
Yeah, but the problem is they never really end up together happily.
Who does he end up with?
Because the comic writers always like have a tragic life for Batman. I think he'll always make the sacrifice for everyone else, even his love life. So Superman ends up always with Lois Lane.
You want to be that. Superman?
Okay, just for the sake of this conversation.
Okay.
But anyway, this podcast is this podcast episode is powered by Coffee Beans Manila. Every bag you buy, Coffee Beans Manila gives 10% to Jeremiah Foundation. So just go to coffeebeansmanila.com. Mm-hmm. So our episode today is very, very interesting, very issue-ridden. Let's talk about, what if your ex cheated? And then what if he comes back and what if he doesn't? Like, what? So your ex cheated, now what?
Yeah. Your ex cheated, babalikan mo ba siya? What an awful predicament and situation to be in. But yes, this, time and time again, someone messages us about this kind of experience. And it's very sad, I think, to just be in a position that, you know, naloko ka. Kasi masakit yun. My goodness. Well, that is the question though. You're in a relationship, you think everything's fine, you're sweet and what, right? Like, then you find out, meron pala siyang kabit. And this, you know, works for guys or girls and girls. It's not just a guy issue.
Yeah.
No, we found out, but wow, there's girls do this too. So no bias there. It's just, it sucks. But my question is, what drove this person to cheat?
Yeah.
That's, because does that mean that this person is just unhappy with you? Yes. That's why nag-cheat siya. Or is he just a really awful person that he's done this before, or she's done this before, and that's the habit? What is it? Where does it come from?
I think there are two types of people who cheat. At least two. There's somebody who like accidentally cheats.
Like, how does that happen?
Like, whether like maybe there's an according to research, right? Like, it only takes 8% of unhappiness in a relationship for somebody to cheat. Like, you're looking for what your partner does not have through somebody else. So, and it can be like emotional cheating. It doesn't have to always be sexual. Cheating can be like falling for a guy or entertaining a guy or entertaining someone without like having that physical stuff. Because for guys, cheating only happens when you have sex. But sometimes girls, there are actually a lot of girls who like unintentionally cheat by having that kilig emotional attachment to a guy that they're not with. And the other person is somebody who just is a serial cheater.
That's very sad. I get the part where the girl can fall for a guy, maybe a boyfriend, because there might be something there, you know, like maybe there is a chemistry of some sort, or you do get, you feel attractive.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, maybe that's how he got to you, this other guy, right? And he made you feel special or listened to or heard or something. And what happens sometimes is that you can get into this text mode or what is it these days, like Viber or something. And that, and meron na pala kayong conversation that goes deeper and deeper. And it's about, you know, what's close to your heart, your desires, your dreams, and stuff like that. And that's a very kind of scary place to end up in, because you're starting to open up your heart to this person and you're in a relationship. So anyone who's in a relationship, firstly, should guard their hearts. I think, you know, friendships, these kinds of friendships that we have sometimes, may boundaries tayo dapat, I think, that you should put there, right? Because otherwise, it's easy probably for anybody to fall for anyone else. Yeah. I mean, let's just say he gets you in a certain way. This, like, someone else or she just understands your, like, interests that your boyfriend or your girlfriend doesn't.
Yeah.
That's already a space where you feel na parang, someone else gets me. Mm-hmm. That's very scary. But I think that, and that's not uncommon, that's a temptation that can happen, whether you're in a relationship, you're married, you know, kahit emu pa lang kayo, that can also happen. But I think maybe in any relationship that you enter, you have to intentionally think or decide that you're gonna stay away from any form of temptation, right?
Yeah.
Like, how do you gain awareness nah you're gonna stay away from friendlier,
I guess, whatever. I mean, for me, because I, you know, for those who are listening who don't know, my wife knows that I really talk to a lot of people, men and women, and I really do my best to put my boundary. And I know that there's a danger if I am treating somebody more special than somebody else. So how I do it is like, I treat, for example, our friends, Arby and Ali, their boyfriend, girlfriend, we both work together in each other in ministry. I have the same love for RB the same way with Ali. If I notice, like, with any girl, mas may fancy treatment ako towards a girl, that is dangerous. Mm-hmm. So that's how I'm doing my best to guard. So if ever I'm going to tell a problem or something very sensitive to a girl, iisipin ko, bakit sa kanya hindi sa asawa ko? But hindi kay Viv. Kahit ng girlfriend tayo.
Yeah.
I've never shared anything sensitive to someone before you.
Right.
If ever I share to them, it's because, oh, I think I can share it. Not, yeah. Nothing. Wala na, I can share na because probably what I'm going through is okay na, or it's just, it's not a big of a deal anymore. And it's, and if parang pinaprioritize mo yung friend more than your partner, teka, bakit? Doon na yung delikado. Doon yung nag-form yung cheating, I think.
Yeah, kasi what drives you to kind of trust this person more than the person you're in a relationship with, right?
Yeah.
That's very dangerous. Then you have to reassess why you don't trust your boyfriend, girlfriend as much. What is that? What is there? Maybe there's something that you should talk about. Kasi any foundation, you know, that is built with any kind of, you know, relationship built on really a solid foundation of friendship, trust, that's really what you want. That's really the goal. That's what you're looking for. Because temptations can come and go, and they really do. They happen. I think for girls, naman din, you know, a guy who just probably shows attention and could not say, na trigger, na appreciate niya that thing about yourself that you feel insecure about, let's say. And that might make you attracted to this person. That's dangerous. Let's say your boyfriend doesn't tell you that you're beautiful enough. Let's say, and then another guy, some guy, na friend mo na din kanyan, biglang humirit na actually maganda ka, like parang, you know, whatever, I find your blah blah beautiful or something. It's, and I mean, let's be honest, like if that happens and you feel like, alam mo na may napansin siya, napansin niya yung matagal mo nang gusto marinig yung ganyan, and it's very dangerous, like it happens to so many people. I mean, you're, you know, whether you work in an office or you're in ministry, even, it can happen, right? So where does it begin, this whole cheating thing? Because we often get that question, okay, nag-cheat na siya, ito na. What am I gonna do now? And I really would like for you both, the couple and the relationship, to reevaluate their relationship, right?
Yeah.
Like, why? Why is this happening? It shouldn't be.
Yeah. So just in case, whether your ex or current partner cheated on you, so what should you do? What now, really? Yeah. So basically, we go to that concept or point na, okay, you admit, okay, something happened. There's cheating happening, cheating that happened. Will you accept this person again or not? I guess that's really on you. I believe if you're in a boyfriend-girlfriend relationship, you should go out. Get out of it fast because you're replaceable then.
Yeah.
But kapag married ka na, you gotta do what you gotta do to stay, unless it's an abusive relationship.
Yeah. That would be good advice, especially for the ones who hindi pa married. Yeah. Just because there is a reason why that person cheated, for sure. Maybe hindi pa siya ready to be in a committed relationship. Maybe you're not the one for that person, and it can happen. You know, I'd rather you know about it sooner than when you're really, really in a long-term committed relationship, because it's courtship, right? It's dating. You're dating. You're not married yet. So you still have that option to really get to know this person, decide if this is the right relationship for you. And if there are signs that this person is just really not loyal, like he cannot or she cannot stay faithful, there's something wrong. Maybe that person has some growing up to do, and you don't deserve someone who can just do that to you, right? I mean, would you really want that for your friends or your kids or anybody that you know or love. No, right? Because that's unfair. It's not a kind of a relationship that is a good start for, let's say, a marriage.
Yeah. I mean, of course, if ever you decide to stay with your partner, I mean, I don't judge you. Actually, that's harder to really move on from that.
Mm-hmm.
But make sure that this person is worth it. What I'm just trying to say is that, just to clear things out, is that a lot of people stay in a relationship because of fear.
Yeah.
That they'll not find love again anymore after this relationship, whether maybe you've been together for 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, whatever. I think you're more than that. So you have to really reflect. If your partner cheated, reflect. Is this really worth fighting for?
Right.
And before you really, like, it's good to forgive because you deserve forgiveness. Forgiveness is a gift for yourself. But before you take that partner back in your life and continue with your relationship, see with your own eyes if this person changed and not just hold on to a promise. Because that person promised that he or she will not break your heart and not break your promise.
Mm-hmm.
So hindi na pwedeng words lang. This person should earn your trust. You should rebuild. You guys should rebuild your trust together. And
I mean, once cheating happens, because in a relationship, there is really a huge, that's going to cripple the relationship in one way or another. Mm-hmm. Maybe, you know, you've forgiven this person, you move forward, pero nababalikan siya. It's an issue. So what you do want to happen is, if in case this happens, before you move forward in your relationship, take a little break, reassess, reevaluate. Take this time to understand what is happening, what's going on, why are we like this? Maybe LDR yan. I mean, and it's really tough for sure, right? But if you both, after you've decided talaga na, okay, I'm going to change, we're going to do this the right way, this is not going to happen again. And you know, of course, that needs to be proven and seen. But hindi pwedeng, sige lang, mahal naman kita. I'm just, you know, let's just move forward. That would be not fair to you, the person na nachitan. Kasi, it's a real issue. It's a big thing, and it can happen again. It can go on into marriage, and it can hurt your family, really, your kids in the future, right? I mean, nip it in the bud if it exists in your relationship. Yeah. Find a way to really figure out how to deal with this, how to fix it. Maybe the issue is a lot deeper. Maybe your partner and partner meaning, you both should be able to be very honest with each other and very safe around each other, right? So maybe it's time to talk about the real issues.
Yeah.
Kung may issue siya na, you know, the parents, they had a similar kind of experience and it's normal, then that should be talked about, because sometimes that happens. If, you know, like, he just can't help himself, what's wrong? Or she can't help herself, what's wrong? Hey, and you're the partner, so maybe you can walk and journey with this person, not totally allowing yourself to be the one hurt in the process, but as a friend, as a partner, and as someone who wants to help, maybe you can help in that way. Not necessarily meaning na kaya na ulit and all that lovey-dovey stuff, but you might be able to help this person grow, right?
I love it. Yeah, definitely. That definitely agree with you. That wish it was easier, but yeah, I mean, because we've met people who moved on with a different person. We've met couples who fought for it. I guess every relationship is very different. But what I really believe in is admission of mistake.
Yeah,
taking responsibility, getting better, having counseling. Definitely be counseled. Eh, boyfriend girlfriend palang kami, doesn't matter.
Yeah,
everyone needs counseling. Everyone needs help. I think if that's, I want to end with that.
Mm-hmm.
As even married couples, we need help. Marriage is hard, and having a relationship is hard with somebody else. And you know, the longer I've been with my wife, the more she is not like how I met her.
Yeah, people grow, man. They change.
And every day I'm, you know, learning to love her. Not that in a very dramatic way, but because my wife is evolving, I'm evolving,
mm-hmm.
and continuously staying together is a constant decision.
Right.
So whatever happened in your relationship, cheating man yan or may problema, usap kayo. Are we gonna fight for this?
Yeah, make sure that honesty is really there. I mean, make sure that you guys can talk about everything, especially before you get married and decide to get married, right? I mean, once you're married, you can for sure with your own two eyes see the different issues that arise just because of life, right? I mean, death is a real issue too. So before you do get in a really, really, really serious long-term committed relationship, make sure you guys talk a lot. And be honest with your feelings, with your thoughts, with your own failures and your weaknesses. What are your weak points? What are your triggers? I mean, you should be able to trust this person enough that you can tell this person to watch out for you, right? That's what a relationship is for. You have this partner. You have someone who cares so much for your growth and your wellness. You should be able to trust that. And it works the other, vice versa, right? I mean, we really want for everyone to remember that being in a relationship is already hard, but it's really beautiful when you both intentionally decide that you want to make this the relationship that breeds honesty, love, loyalty, faithfulness, all these beautiful qualities. And I promise you that, you know, you'll feel really, really blessed just because a relationship that is based on that can grow not just your relationship, but the relationships around your relationship too.
Yeah. I love it. And yeah, so I'm a faith builder, a Catholic lay preacher, and we have a mission on helping other people find true love, find your dignity. I really pray because you know, experiencing being cheated on is really painful. And I pray that, you know, you'll be able to heal from it. Whatever happens, I just want you to know that God has a plan for you and you'll always find happiness through Jesus. And thank you for joining our episode today. I hope you find happiness, find love, find your one true love. And we're going to see you next week for our, you know, I Do podcast. And if you have questions, share it or just want to share your story, please send it to us. It's the I Do podcast at gmail.com or just go to social media and we would love to hear your story. Thank you so much for joining and God bless you. Oh, by the way, get a coffee from coffeebeansmanila.com.
See you next time.